This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The former site of Chester Street Bar in Champaign had many roles over the years, starting in the early 1900s. The building was initially a buggy service shop. In the 60s, it became a live music venue. Then in the 70s, it reopened as a gay bar. The establishment closed in 2017, nearly four decades after it opened, leaving Champaign with no gay bar. The building collapsed during a storm in 2021. Now the location where the bar stood could become Champaign's first recognized historical site. In this conversation with Sydney Wood of the Illinois Student Newsroom, former Chester Street DJ Doug Barnes talks about the bar's history and its role as a safe space for those who visited.
Chester Street opened in the springtime, and I was DJ there for a year before I moved to Houston. It was quite the place to be. It was fun. I was kind of like in control of the atmosphere. You know, I was looked down over to the dance floor and I'd watch people. And as it got busier and busier, and what popular songs I knew were popular, or try to break a new song in the middle of the night, just throw something new in, and they would just stay on the dance floor. Everybody had a smile on their face. Everybody was, you know, getting along, dancing. They danced up on the speakers. They danced up in the rafters. They danced everywhere. And then that little side room was like the little quiet area if you wanted to go in and talk. And the main bar was huge, and that's where the dance floor was. And then there was an upstairs balcony, two balconies. But in the side room, there was no music. So it was like quiet. And you could just sit and have a cocktail with your friends and just in the booths and just carry on a conversation. And when you felt the need to get up and go dance, you'd head to the dance floor.
And what did Chester Street provide to the community that it didn't have before?
It was just a safe place to go. You close the door, you're in your own little world, and it was fun. Gay, straight, black, white, whatever. Everybody just was a big, happy family, and there was never any trouble. You just walk in the door, and you have a good time. Back then, times were a little different, so we actually needed a little place to gather, and like I say, everybody felt safe there. And you could go to Chicago or St. Louis or Indianapolis. But we had our own little community right here that it was a big, happy family.
How did Chester Street's closing impact the community?
I think it was a blow to everybody because, you know, it was still our place to go to. And when he sold it, we were like, oh, now what are we going to do? And nothing else developed after that. Not that I don't know that a huge club would still make it now in these times, but I think a nice little club would be great to go to.
Why do you think another gay bar hasn't opened to sort of carry on Chester Street's legacy?
The times have changed. You know, now we have the internet and play. You know, people can meet there. A lot of private. I've heard that there's still little parties here and there, but people, I don't know, it's just different. It's all like, I don't know how to actually describe it. But it's just a different time now. Not that it couldn't be again, but because I'd be right there helping them.
And what does it mean to kind of look back on that history?
I'm very proud to have been a part of it. I've met a lot of people throughout my life and the career. And a lot of people I'm still best friends with. Like you just really don't have friendships that last this long that don't mean something to you. I've got some of the best friends ever. And it was something. I can still close my eyes and visualize looking at the dance floor or looking at the side room, or the drag shows we had were incredible. The people, it was just fun. I hate to keep saying that over and over, but, you know, you just had to have been there.
That was former Chester Street Bar employee Doug Barnes speaking with student journalist Sydney Wood. This year is the 45th anniversary of the opening of the bar.